With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Will we see commercial avocado production move into the Central Valley? That's what Joseph Mark Buell is wondering. Along with a few collaborators, he's running a test of different avocado and rootstock combinations in the Visalia area. He wants to know, can they grow well under nets?
We're kind of replicating almost like a Colombian rainforest in there for them. The hope is to keep it under 95 degrees, and the hope is to keep it above 32.
Buell is the co-founder of Data Harvest. He says avocados could offer Central Valley growers good prices, lower pesticide needs, and a water-efficient crop.
I brought this project back with Dr. Mary Lou Arpaia from the university about a year and a half ago when some friends of mine had shared with me what they were able to obtain in these net houses for environments. And so we thought, what a wonderful time, an opportunity to try this out. And my place is in hoping that this is an industry starter for other farmers and for the Central Valley and around the world. I think there's many opportunities in environments that haven't been considered, but this could open the doors for growing all over.
The project is made possible in part by a USDA grant to study the concept in California and Texas. This has been your California Ag Today report. I'm Tim Hammerich.